yes, we've gotten to the point in his career where, hey, New England, they're showing us that he's not exactly what he was 5-6 years ago. They turned into a run-first football team. It's Sony Michel between the tackles. Sony Michel between the tackles. Okay, play action from Tom Brady. Then it's back to a Cordarrelle Patterson speed sweep, and then between the tackles, and then, you know, a screen pass. So they don't ask as much of Tom Brady anymore at this point either, and I think that should be a little telltale sign that they don't think he's capable of just carrying the squad like he was in the old days.
I know we've done this before, and I swear to God, he does it just to piss us off.
I'm kind of tired of it, though, aren't you?
Chris Sims, that's why he did it.
Yeah, from Pro Football.
He missed us.
Talk Live with Mike Florio, and he's got his unbuttoned podcast. He's come up
I
with
did the... miss you guys.
Yeah, I know you,
you
did.
Guys.
I know
and
you
I,
did.
And I really don't do it to piss anybody off. I don't do it for clicks. I love what I do. I work hard at it. I understand it's not going to be a popular opinion. I could have took the easy way out and put him in the top five so I didn't have to hear this. I understand it. And I will, before you guys start to grill me, I want to say this one more time, okay? I love Tom Brady.
Oh, gee, we heard it yesterday. We get it. We get it.
We
get it. You love him.
Oh, he's the greatest.
We love it. We get it.
Throw the goat in there.
Are you getting the same amount of heat down in New Orleans?
You know what? I'm not. I mean, I get heat from New Orleans, but not... Nothing's like the New England fan base. I mean, that's what makes you guys special. I mean, it's
because you did have Drew Brees. You did Drew Brees at 10. That's why. Yeah.
So sure I do. I got Drew Brees at 10, and I'll see this, and you know, maybe to piss them off a little bit more down there. I think there's a considerable gap between 9 and 10. I'll say that right off the bat.
Okay.
I mean,
so
you're just trying to make friends up here.
So I'm just sucking up everybody.
Trying to butter you up. Yep, buttering you up.
Chris, this makes no sense. He's 42 years old. Is he number one? No. And I could see you could put three, maybe four of those guys ahead of him. It makes zero sense to put him at 9. And when you talked about a system, every one of these teams have a system, and the system is devised around the quarterback, is it not? And the skill set of that quarterback.
I mean, yeah, of course. But the New England system is special. It's better than any system we've ever seen.
Why is
that,
though?
Come on, Matt Castle didn't even play college football. In his first year in the NFL, he went 11-5. Jimmy Garoppolo never played a game in the NFL. His first game, he went in there, and we went, damn, he's real good. His second game, we go, holy cow, it's a quarter and a half, and he's thrown three touchdowns, and he's on his way to score the fourth. And then the next week, they win with Jacoby Brissett, who's never done anything and couldn't even throw. And
was more Buffalo's fault.
So, sure, whatever, but, you know, I'm not trying to take anything away with Tom Brady talking about the system or anything like that. I was just trying to more make the point of, hey, listen, he's still awesome. I mean, I still expect you guys to win the Super Bowl, and he's going to be up for the conversation.
So, Chris, if you had – so, okay, you're a head coach right now, and you have the opportunity to run whatever system you want, and you have your top 10. Well, you don't give us your top 6, but we assume what they were. We just put them in our own order. And you can grab any one of these guys. I'm assuming you'll probably take Mahomes, number one, to be your quarterback.
I can't give you away my list.
Forget about the list. But
certainly
okay.
He would be towards the top of it. Yes,
so you wouldn't,
no doubt about that.
Because I would say if you have 1 year right now, if you could take any quarterback you want, and regardless of their age, and Tom Brady being 42, I would think that most every single coach would pick Tom Brady. Every single one, regardless of how shiny and athletic and young Patrick Mahomes is.
No, I don't. I disagree. And I, you know, honestly, I've gotten a lot of texts from coaches when they've seen this over the last 24 hours, going, "Good for you. Stand your ground. You know, teach people." So, you know, I don't necessarily agree with that statement totally. You know, I guess. You know, I look at it where I think the guys that are in front of him at this point of their career, they can do more with less, okay? And that's not a knock on a guy that's, he's 42 years old, like you say, and he's breaking barriers. He's doing special stuff. Like, there's no doubt about it. But I don't think New England changed the way they're playing because they go, man, we got one of the three best quarterbacks in football, but let's take the ball out of his hands more and run the ball instead. You know, that's not what they did. They thought, let's devise a game plan and a scheme that we go into the next year where we know we got Tom. He's getting up there. Let's not be unrealistic and ask him to carry our team on a week-to-week basis. And I think from that standpoint there alone, they're kind of
I think you're reading that wrong. You're reading that wrong. I think you're reading that one wrong.
No, I don't think that's the total thing. I also think it's Belichick being extremely smart and going, man, all these college kids are coming from the college football right now with these spread offenses, and he's going, they don't haven't even seen a fullback and a pulling guard and all those things too. So that's part of it. But part of that thinking too is we're not going to ask Brady to drop back and carry the squad 45, 50 passes a game like we did in 2014 and 2015 because he's not capable. That's not realistic to ask him to do that anymore. Yeah, so, Chris, it's all right.
You go back and look at the receivers last year, and they had to bring in Gordon because they were so desperate. Gronk was nothing at that point. You know, they had Edelman was coming off of a suspension and a knee injury.
Yeah.
They were jury-rigging it every single week. They were putting it all on this quarterback.
No, they were not. I totally disagree with you. I mean, they didn't. They played a style of football where it was run first.
But it was because of their personnel.
And then, oh my gosh, they brought Josh Gordon in? You mean one of the freakiest receivers we've ever seen? Whoa, I mean, okay. I mean, Gronkowski, I mean, New England, nobody manages it better than New England. I mean, that's why they're New England, and it's not a knock on Tom Brady again.
Because you love Tom.
Well, I do, but I'm also realistic. I love my dad, too, and he's not better than Dan Marino and all those other people or other people you want to put in front of him, but I'm not going to just go, oh, I love my dad, and he won a Super Bowl, and Dan Marino didn't, so he's better. No, that's just not the way it goes. He's 42 years old. The guys in front of him are in the prime of their careers. They're more talented. They can do things on the field that Tom Brady just can't do anymore.
They can run. Okay, fine. So they're a lot faster than they can run because they're younger, okay, But so when you see guys like Kurt Warner doing the very same list and having Tom Brady number one and almost mocking you for your just inability to see it for what it is, like how do you feel about that?
Part-time analyst Kurt Warner, the troll. Oh no! Like I don't care what Kurt Warner says.
But don't you think
deeper in the weeds on all these subjects than Kurt Warner?
Hold on, Chris. So you're saying Kurt Warner is just surfacing this, right? He's not diving deep. He's not looking at the all 22. He's just kind of going for the names, right? That's all he's doing.
I think he's taking the easy way out. I'm saying it right there. Yes, I am. I respect his opinion. I understand he knows a lot, but I mean, you know, I've seen him on the NFL channel like once in the last 50 days. You know, I'm there every day telling you everything about football, studying it, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. But, yeah, I disagree with Kurt Warner's rankings, so I don't care. I mean, great.
I do think you look at the person. I think you have to look at the person. I know what you said about Josh Gordon, but this isn't the Josh Gordon that was 5 years ago.
You're right. No, and listen.
And Gronk was beat up, and you didn't have Edelman. And Brady threw 11 less passes last year than he did the year before when he won MVP. So it wasn't exactly run the football. And this year, do you think he's going to throw less? Do you think they're going to run more? They got nobody.
New England's going to do whatever they got to do to win games according to they're going to evaluate their team first and then go, okay, what is our team? And now they're going to come out with the proper scheme on a year-to-year basis and then go, we're going to play this style because this fits this year's team. But, you know, I just think, hey, Brady, again, there's so many things that I respect and like and all that. But you saw last year, you know, and this is what I think is comical about this, how many times I went on the NBC Regional Sports Network up there and talked people off the ledge last year about, no, Brady's still really good and you can still win the Super Bowl and they're going to win the Super Bowl. And people were fighting me on that. And then they win the Super Bowl and I say they're 9 and now everybody's like, oh, they're crazy. But listen, we saw, you know, in games where, you know, certain teams took away some of their, you know, I don't know what I want to call it, game plan, bull crap type plays, you know, Vrabel, Patricia, and then it became, oh man, they took away all kind of the slam dunk plays of the offense. What's going to happen? And Brady wasn't capable of overcoming some of those odds, which I believe he might have been able to 4 or 5 years ago. And I get that. So, you know, there was also times where, you know, there was just more inconsistent offensive play in general from the New England Patriots that we had seen in years past. And some of that was Brady. Some of that is, yeah, he's getting there a little older. That I see some moments, maybe more than ever, of, hey, a guy that was a little jumpy in the pocket certain games? Yes, I did. It doesn't mean I think he's a horrible player. I still think he's amazing and doing a lot of great things.
All right, we're talking to Chris Sims, NBC, PFT Live with Mike Florio, as well as his Unbuttoned podcast.
Down or unbuttoned?
Unbuttoned.
There you go.
Unbuttoned.
Thank you.
Yes, Chris. So I see your list, right? And I don't know, are you past number 7? Because I saw Matt Ryan 7, Cam Newton's 8, Brady, Brees.
Yep, no, and I haven't done the top six yet. I did 7 and 8 yesterday on my podcast. Yes, okay. And that was yep. So go ahead.
So Cam Newton, right above right. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Are they moving away from him and going to Christian McCaffrey an awful lot? Like, Cam Newton really? Like, ahead
yeah,
of Tom?
I mean, yeah, Cam Newton really. The guy where he's like so, like, yeah. I mean, this is one of the physically best gifted quarterbacks in football. The statistics are never going to talk about Cam, like, really do justice to Cam Newton because that's not the style of play they play. But Cam Newton and his skill set, I mean, go back and listen to what Bill Belichick said him last year. It makes defenses play things they don't want to play because they go, oh my gosh, wait, I got to worry about a 70-yard bomb. I got to worry about, you know, 20-yard outs. I got to worry about their run game between the tackles. Ooh, I got to worry about when Cam Newton keeps the ball off the run game on the read option, the bootlegs, the play action passes. Oh gosh, I got to worry about the tailback leading him up through the hole and the guard pulling and him running downhill and smashing us, you know, up the middle. So all of those things lend to teams playing things that they don't want to do. Yeah, he threw the ball a lot to McCaffrey last year. It's one of the first ever. But, you know, there's, again, you want to talk about another quarterback who's not had a ton of weapons around him and still makes a go. I mean, Cam Newton is, you know, he's so good and so talented that he couldn't throw the ball past 20 yards last year, and they were still in games and, like, losing games on the last drive of the game because, you know, he could still do enough despite the fact that he couldn't throw the ball over 20 yards at that point with a torn labrum, that he's talented enough to keep them in those games, even though they didn't win a lot of them.
So, but these rankings are not, like, moving forward in the future. This isn't, like, who would you rather move forward with for the next 2 or 3 years. This is
no,
for
it's
this
really just
season.
How I see it, like, right now. Like, this point right now in time, 2019, yes.
See, that's the thing. My thing is, you can make the argument that Cam Newton over the last 2 or 3 years has been garbage. And they finally got Christian McCaffrey, and they handed the ball off to him, little dump passes. So he opened up his game this year for him to actually have a good season, kind of a little throwback from what he was a few years back. But they needed Christian McCaffrey for him to even reach that.
Well, he needed something, yeah. I mean, who's his other receiver on the team?
This year, he didn't have much.
right, exactly. So you can't even name the guy.
Well,
you could
say the same thing with Brady.
Oh, Flash Gordon was a go-to guy for a while. Gronk's hobbling around. Edelman wasn't there for 4 games.
So,
I'm not denying any of that. You're right. And Brady was phenomenal in a lot of those instances and making plays. And yes, I mean, they're a well-oiled machine in New England. We know that. I mean, Tom Brady is, you know, maybe the greatest ever.
Chris,
I get all those things.
We know you love him. We know you
respect
him.
This isn't a podcast.
You're
too many
podcasts. Hey, this is a buttoned up show. Okay?
Yeah, we're buttoned up. Hey, so what? So whenever we see, because I feel like you do this every year, and I feel like
where was Brady last year on your list?
Well, hold on, Glenn. So what did Brady do to you? Because you were here for a while, right? You were working with the Patriots.
Yes, right. And
did he like just green fly you, or you know, like have you like shine his shoes? Did he not like treat you right? Why
you
is it that every
actually,
year,
guys, every time,
every
I
yeah, because I want
station,
you to be honest. I want you to tell the truth.
You
tell
know
the
I'm
truth.
Honest. I'm like the most honest. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I don't ever like filter. I just said the F word on your damn show. I mean, hey, they don't get any more honest than me in the business. I'm not in it for clicks or attention. I love what I do. Like I told you, Tom Brady was awesome to me when I was there.
And you hate
Kurt
Warner.
I got mad at him for Deflategate because I do think he's guilty there. Yes, that bothered me because I loved him so much, okay? It has nothing to do with any of that. I mean, Brady is, yes, and you know, then New England fans think I hate him because I don't say he's the greatest quarterback of all time. It's just not, you know, I think he's amazing. I really do, and I really root for New England. The funny thing is, guys, I swear to you this is the case. When I go around the country, most people tell me, you talk about New England too glowingly. All you talk about is the Patriots. And then I go up to New England, and everybody tells me I hate the Patriots. And that's the battle it is, and whatever. It is what it is. But, man, I have so much respect for the things he's done. He's one of the toughest quarterbacks ever. He doesn't get the credit that he deserves for his physical abilities. It's one of the better arms in the history of the sport. He does so many, you know, a mobility within the pocket, feel within the pocket is an all-time great. I mean, everything is like top-notch. I love the guy. I do. But, yes, at the age of 41, about to be 42, I'm not going to put him in my top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I'm just not going to do it because I just don't think the tape and my notes and everything I do on a weekly basis through the season lends me to believe that at this point.
All right, since you did not answer Christian's question, I'm going to ask it again. You were a coaching assistant here in 2012.
I did. I said he treated me great. Okay. I said that.
And have you had any communication with Brady since then or more recently?
No, I have not.
You haven't talked to him at all?
No, I have not.
Since you left in 2012. All right.
Nope, I have not. I mean, hey, listen, there's a lot of people up in New England. You know, I keep in contact with a few, but there's a lot of people I haven't talked to since my, you know, time there. Just seeing them in passing and, hey, how you doing? But that's it. But, no, it has nothing to do with that, guys. I'm not that petty of a person. I mean, hey, you guys talk crap about me all the time. I'm here on your show.
And we do.
It's not that way.
Wait till you hear the crap we're going to talk when we hang up on you.
Yeah, make sure
exactly
you tune
right.
in.
I get it. So, you know, I'm cursing on our show.
All right, listen.
Button it up.
We'll do it again next month when your top 32 coaches come out and you got Belichick number 8. All right? We'll do it then.
That'll never happen. And don't do that. Don't say that to me. I gave you plenty of good examples, and I don't say you have to agree with me, and I'm not saying that I am like end all be all and my rankings are written in stone. But I can promise you that anybody that's ever been around me in my life will tell you that I've been obsessed with football. I'm obsessed with quarterback play.
We get it.
I study it, and I'm not trying to be a jerk or make headlines here.
No, you're honest. We get it.
And you hate Kurt Warner.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not in love with Kurt Warner. I'm not going to lie there.
Chris Sims from PFT Live with Mike Florio and, of course, the Unbuttoned Podcast. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, guys, I'm always down to come on. I appreciate you guys.
Right. Be good. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Dropped an F-bomb right there.